Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Southern Saints podcast. We have a good one for you today. You know, over the years in my life, I have had people tell me that, you know, they said, you know what, you believe in a different Jesus. And I've always thought that was quite weird. But yes, I've had people tell me many times that we as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe in a different Jesus. And today on this episode, we're going to be talking about that. Is there a different Jesus? Stay tuned, for that's what's coming up. A different Jesus, they say, huh? Well, I remember when I first started hearing people, mostly the opposition to our church, say that we as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe in a different Jesus. I always thought that was such an odd statement. As a young man, hearing this for the first time, I naturally begin to ask questions and try to come to an understanding of what those people were talking about. I first turned to my own beliefs and what I had been taught by my parents and what I had been taught from the pulpit of my church and asked myself, what Jesus do we actually believe in? As a young man, the idea of a different or another Jesus Christ never crossed my mind. What are these people even talking about? I didn't know about another Jesus, but the critics of the church were so adamant that we believed in a different Jesus Christ. Naturally, I asked myself, who is the Jesus Christ I was taught and continue to believe in? Over the years, people have asked me, what Jesus do you believe in? And over the years, my answers have never changed. I believe in the Jesus Christ we read about in the New Testament, the Messiah prophesied in the Old. This Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago, the only begotten Son of the Father in the flesh, the same Jesus testified of by an angel to the shepherds abiding in the field, saying, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." This Jesus, who at a young age taught in the temple, the Jesus who was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, the Jesus who taught the great Sermon on the Mount as recorded in Matthew chapter 5, the same Jesus who testified that he is the great I Am, the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, Jesus, whom the great prophet Isaiah testified, is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Jesus that took upon himself all the sins, pains, and anguishes of the world in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Jesus that was nailed to a cross on Golgotha, died, buried in the garden tomb, rising the third day, thus becoming the first fruits of the resurrection. This same Jesus who atoned for the sins of the world, thus making him the unblemished sacrifice required, so that we may be one day justified through our faith and obedience before God the Father and allowed back into his presence. This Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, Savior, and Redeemer of the world, this is the Jesus I have always believed in. And I have always said, if I believe in a different Jesus than you, you have a problem, not me. Certainly not the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now this sounds perfectly reasonable, doesn't it? Those of you listening who are not members of the LDS Church may be thinking, this doesn't sound like a different Jesus. Where does this different Jesus idea come from? To get to the root of the problem, you must understand that many Christians out there, especially those in leadership positions, suffer from what I call the canonization of opinion. Kind of interesting phrase. But this is taking a personal belief or opinion and treating it as if it is canon. They then act as if they possess the proper authority to apply that belief or opinion, setting the standard as to what people must believe to officially be considered true Christians. The Bible itself sets a fantastic standard and establishes a great foundation of beliefs that a person will need to possess to qualify as a Christian believer. Another problem arises when people take ideas and concepts not fully clarified in the Bible, understand them through the lens of their own religious upbringing, then proclaim their view as the authoritative standard. Each of us takes ideas and concepts not specifically addressed in the scriptures and figure out how to make them make sense and work with what we've been taught our whole lives. Unfortunately, to many of these people, if you do not believe the same or come to the same conclusions on those specific concepts, they do not consider you to be a real biblical Christian. Hermeneutics, or the branch of knowledge that deals with interpretation, especially of the Bible, is a real problem among Christianity. To say that this is not a problem is a denial of reality. If the differing interpretations among the Christian faiths are only minor details of no consequence, then I encourage you who believe such, that are listening, who are Baptist, to go join a Methodist church, or vice versa. Those of you listening who are non-denominational, go spend some time with and go worship with the Catholics or the Jehovah's Witnesses. How about anyone listening to this, go join the church closest to your home if you haven't already? No? See, some of those differences of biblical interpretations matter to you whether you realize it or not. So why do some say we believe in a different Jesus? Because there are some things we believe about Jesus that are different from those who make that claim believe about Jesus. I will list a few examples. We believe Jesus Christ is the literal Son of God, meaning Jesus Christ is not God the Father. God the Father and Jesus Christ are two separate beings. God the Father is God, but he is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God, but he is not God the Father. Jesus Christ is his Son. Continuing, we believe each of us are also sons and daughters of God the Father. You and I and Jesus Christ have the same Father. We believe Jesus Christ is our literal brother. As I mentioned in earlier episodes, we do not believe that we are an experimental creation from a God or a creation created just so God could have someone worship him. You and I are not just a good idea God thought of one day. I firmly believe we are his children, his offspring, as the Apostle Paul so accurately states. Each of us, you and I, have a divine identity and purpose. Each of us are of the divine royal family. We also believe Lucifer, who became Satan, is our brother. Now, this is where we and a lot of other Christian faiths part ways. We believe Lucifer is also a son of God. Here's a few things to think about. The New Testament reveals Lucifer was in heaven with God before he was cast down to the earth. Revelation chapter 12, Lucifer fell. Lucifer made choices that led to him becoming the fallen Satan. In Revelation chapter 12, starting in verse 7, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against and the dragon fought, and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." The prophet Isaiah gives some insight on Lucifer's motives leading to his being cast out of the presence of God and down to the earth. Isaiah chapter 14, starting in verse 12. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, the sides of the pit." Lucifer, or Satan, the great deceiver, is a reality. He is either a son of God like the rest of us, or Lucifer was some sort of creation that turned against God. Our belief as Latter-day Saints in the pre-existence or our pre-earth life with God helps us understand the relationship between God and literally all of us, including Lucifer. If you haven't listened to the pre-existence episode where I talk about the pre-existence or a pre-mortal life, and I would recommend you do so. But in short, as I mentioned, we believe that before we were born into these earthly bodies, we lived with Heavenly Father as spirits. The New and Old Testaments clearly reveal a premortal existence with God. The problem with most Christian churches with this is the details of who all was there in that pre-existence. We believe all of us were there. You and I, everyone. The scriptures reveal, obviously, Jesus Christ was there, Michael, Lucifer, including the one-third of the host of heaven that were cast out with him, and quoting the scriptures, quote, "all the sons of God," close quote, were there in that premortal existence in heaven. As I stated before, we believe that we are the literal sons and daughters of God, including Jesus Christ, Michael, Lucifer, and those who followed him. With this belief, people say, "See, you believe in a different Jesus." They say the Jesus I believe in is not the brother of Satan. Well, that's fine. But just because you don't believe, that doesn't mean I believe in a different Jesus or that I'm even wrong about what I believe. The facts are, you cannot open your Bible and definitively make the case Lucifer is not a son of God, just as I cannot, through the Bible, definitively make the case he is. As I have mentioned many times before in several episodes, you must understand that our theology and beliefs are developed by both Scripture and modern revelation, meaning we believe what we believe through the teachings of the written Word and through the Word of God revealed to us through the mouths of the living prophets. One of the official articles of our faith states, quote, "We believe all that God has revealed, all that he does now reveal, and we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Close quote. Let me explain how this system works for members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'll use the topic of the preexistence as an example. We believe that we lived with God as spirits before we were born into these bodies. When you open the Bible and read, you see hints and clues throughout the Bible that suggest a preexistence is possible, but it's not super obvious. Also, the Bible does not come out and make super obvious that we did not live with God before we were born. On our side of things, through the process of revelation, that is, God revealing truth to us through the prophets, we come to know that in fact we did live with God as spirits before we were born here on this earth. This revelation also helps us make sense of and tie together all the subtle hints and clues in the Bible that allude to a possible pre-earth life with God. Through this same process, we come to know and understand the real familial relationship between Heavenly Father, Jesus, Lucifer, Michael, Gabriel, and each one of us. We are all brothers and sisters and literal children of a loving Father in heaven. So yes, we believe Jesus Christ and Lucifer are brothers. This belief does not change or diminish the divinity, godhood, or role of Jesus Christ in the Godhead. Jesus is still God and Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. Jesus Christ is all that and our brother. I love what the resurrected Jesus said to Mary at the empty tomb in John chapter 20 as she goes to touch him. And in conclusion on this topic, I'm going to read this scripture. In John chapter 20, as she goes to touch him, Jesus saith unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." So people say that we as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe in a different Jesus, basically because we believe things a little differently than they do. For we do not believe in a different Jesus. And I've made pretty obvious what I believe and what members of the Church of Jesus Christ believe about Jesus and the Jesus that we believe in. The Jesus of the Old and New Testament that we read about in the scriptures. So is there a different Jesus? Absolutely not. There is not another Jesus. There is not a different Jesus. We just may believe things a little bit differently than you. But that does not mean there is a different Jesus. It's impossible for man or woman to believe in a different Jesus because a different Jesus does not exist. So stay tuned next time on the Southern Saints podcast. We're coming up with some great topics to talk about like this. But thanks for listening and tune in next time. See ya.